And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Anger still smoking at the White House after an unprecedented blowout between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky in the Oval Office. A furious National Security Advisor Michael Waltz told Fox,
I know he is used to hearing that as long as it takes, as much as it takes, blank check, and the United States really doesn't have much of a say, you can determine the outcome of all of this. That's what he heard for years from Biden.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn with more reaction both in the U.S. and abroad.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham said damage to the relationship may be permanent.
What I saw in the Oval Office was disrespectful, and I don't know if we can ever do business with Zelensky again.
But across Europe, leaders posted messages of support for Ukraine and Zelensky.
Former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta served under several Democratic administrations and says,
I think it was a terrible and disturbing moment to have the president and the vice president having a shouting match with an ally who's fighting to save democracy in Ukraine.
There's more help being offered to federal workers fired amid President Trump's purge of the federal government. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says there's a website now directing them to resources.
This approach will both support laid off employees and close the educator shortage that we're having in the state of Maryland at the same time.
There are three lunar landers in the air right now, an unprecedented space traffic jam. One, the Athena spacecraft, just launched yesterday aboard a SpaceX rocket. CBS's Bill Harwood.
The Blue Ghost lander, built by Firefly Aerospace in Texas, is carrying 10 NASA instruments. They're designed to collect science and engineering data about the lunar surface to help pave the way for astronauts to return to the moon in NASA's Artemis program.
Pope Francis is improving after a coughing scare. CBS's Seth Doan.
An episode like this, doctors tell us, further complicates the lungs' ability to process oxygen. Vatican sources say up to 48 hours are needed to understand how this episode may impact the Pope's medical picture.
The civil rights community is mourning the passing of Dr. Hazel Dukes, who has died at the age of 92. She is a former president of the NAACP's New York State Conference and a fierce fighter against human injustice and intimidation.
African Americans played a great role in making America what she is today, and we must continue that.
Duke's son says she worked tirelessly on the front lines almost to the end. Dukes was a Harlem legend and a leader who worked behind the scenes for decades. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. People who voted for Donald Trump want change in the federal government, but new data shows a vast majority of Americans agree they do not want cuts to agencies that protect our public lands, like national parks. Eric Galatis reports.
Dave Metz with FM3 Research says vast majority support agencies, including the National Park, Forest, and Fish and Wildlife Services.
And when we ask people whether they would support or oppose reducing funding to these agencies, the answers are overwhelming. They would oppose such cuts. Three quarters of Western voters overall express opposition, and that sentiment is thoroughly bipartisan.
The survey was conducted before the Trump administration fired thousands of federal National Parks and Forest Service workers. The Department of Government Efficiency, led by Elon Musk, has defended its efforts as necessary to eliminate waste and fraud. Catherine Hahn with New Bridge Strategies says support for federal agencies is also strong among MAGA supporters. 8 in 10 say they approve of the National Park Service.
74% approve of the U.S. Forest Service. 71% approve of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. 69% of MAGA supporters oppose reducing funding to those agencies.
More than 7 in 10 people surveyed don't want additional public lands opened up for drilling and mining, and 63% oppose reducing Endangered Species Act protections. Metz adds awareness on the threats posed by climate change has increased by 22 points since the first poll 15 years ago.
We now have more than three quarters of Western voters who are telling us they view climate change as a serious problem. When you look at Gen Z voters, 90% of them tell us they view it as a serious problem.
This is Eric Galatis. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. A breezy northwest wind. For tonight, mostly clear, lows around 5. Sunshine and 35 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, 44. Chance of rain Tuesday, 46. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Currently, 17 degrees.
Whew. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. God, I love Portishead. Oh, love this band. Seth, Laura, James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's been a really fun show. We still got a half an hour yet, so yeah. we're going to have some fun with this.
Stay tuned.
But we do want to talk about movies coming up this year. There are sequels and franchise movies that are coming out this year. We're going to touch on some of these, and I really want audience participation. You all have the morning show play at home version. Mm-hmm. We made sure you guys all got that a long time ago, and for now, you can go ahead and pull up the Civic Media app. You can text us if you don't have time or feel comfortable calling in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, feel free to call in 715-424-2600 or just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look at these. One of them already, a couple of these, I should say, have already come out. Captain America Brave New World came out on the 14th, mm-hmm. along with Paddington in Peru. Paddington in Peru, just as a note, this is the third movie, and it might have big shoes to fill because the second one got a 99% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's impressive.
That is impressive.
It's also a good idea to think of this as, while America is on the forefront of entertainment and movies and TV shows, we set the bar. We're not the only ones.
Oh, no. Right.
And these movies are big. You know, they're looking at how big these are going to be around the world. Mm-hmm. So, like Captain America, Brave New World, that's probably got obviously a bigger audience here. Mm-hmm. But the Paddington movie is actually much, much bigger than it is here in the States, in England, yep. and in Latin American
worldwide.
Countries.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There are a whole lot of people not in America, guys.
Yeah. So, I think you might look at this, well, Paddington in Peru, that seems weird. Why not Paddington in Hawaii or something that we've seen a million times? Mm-hmm. There's a reason they chose Peru.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
A very good yep. reason. Mm-hmm. And a very smart reason, too, because that movie did very well. Mm-hmm. And Captain America, Brave New World didn't do bad. Yep. It didn't do, you know, some of the, you've got to reset your standards
exactly.
for these superhero movies.
Yep.
Yep.
And I'm saying that not just to us, but to Kevin Feige and to James Gunn.
Right.
But they get that.
Yeah.
Right. We're not at peak superhero anymore, and that's okay.
And it is a brave new world in this sense, too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be shocked if a couple years from now or down the line, we see a crossover. DC and Marvel doing something together. It might sound far-fetched, and it may seem like, oh, they could never make that work. Look at the last Spider-Man movie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not only was it very well written, I thought, mm-hmm. and very well done and mm-hmm. acted and all that, I marveled. I think it's the only time I've ever...
So to speak.
I can't believe it. I'm the worst. God, I'm the worst. I really was watching that movie, and at moments in that movie, sitting back and being... I've never done this before, where I'm like, my God, how did they pull this off?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
pretty remarkable.
Sony is notorious about like coveting their stuff and everything and not letting anybody else have even a glimpse of it or anything and suing the daylights out of you if you even come close to it. Yeah. The amount of attorney meetings that had to take place to make that movie even like even thought of, let mm-hmm. alone writing the script and all those things. I never would have dreamed that would happen. That happening made this all open. And then mm-hmm. them putting James Gunn in charge. James Gunn and Kevin Feige have been friends for decades.
Yes.
Right.
They're
yep.
very good friends.
Very
they
close.
Refuse to be enemies. And they're working at this like, hey, when are you releasing this movie? Because we're releasing this then.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
they're spreading this out much more. And it's something that we've seen in nonprofits, especially in this area, instead of being crabs in a barrel, working together.
Right.
And that is a great thing if you are a fan of these movies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And certainly the future. I'm just, it's a hot take, but I don't think it's far-fetched to say
yeah.
that one day you could see the two worlds collide, especially
when
if
worlds collide.
If the trend continues and the superhero movies aren't doing as well,
mm-hmm. right.
they're going to do what they got to do yep. to kind of get, you know, people into the movie theaters.
Well, and staggering them in that way, like being thoughtful about the audience, right? And making sure the audience can come and see your movies and my movies. Mm-hmm. Like, that's really thoughtful.
I've got a quick hot take here, James, for you. I think the next one, Thunderbolts, is going to do gangbusters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The cast is, they got a really nice young cast. They've got a real, I mean, it's going to do a lot better, I think.
I'm very excited about that one. That one is coming out May 2nd. That comes up on our list. Yep. It's, the Misfits of the Marvel Universe, really.
Yeah, it's the Suicide Squad type of thing for like that thing, yeah.
And I think the introduction of the character Bob is going to be really big. You haven't seen a character like this before.
Bob Reynolds, yeah.
Guardians did a little Robert bit Reynolds. Of this with the one character they brought in, but this, not like this character, not like Bob. You haven't seen a character like this. And I'm very curious to see how much of the original character they're going to be incorporating.
Or how they do it. Yeah, because the original character is like OP, man.
Yeah. So very, very curious about that.
Yep.
The Accountant 2 with Ben Affleck comes out April 25th. The first one was pretty good, but that was also a long time ago. So this is a very big stretch for sequels. Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, May 23rd. According to Tom Cruise, this is the last of the Mission Impossible movies.
They're marketing it like before. That.
And I mean, you know, if we can't trust Tom, who can we? No.
I've ever trusted Tom Cruise.
I've made it very clear. I have no interest in having a beer with Tom Cruise.
I don't think he would want one.
But I will. I also feel like you've got to give credit where it's deserved. And Tom Cruise is a heck of an actor.
He can act.
Great actor. Yep. And I give him a lot of credit. Like, some actors do these things out of ego, especially when it comes to doing their own stunts. I genuinely believe him in the authenticity angle of this and how you can have different camera angles of an actor when they're literally hanging from the plane than when a stunt person is doing it. And for him, is it a little bit of, yes, I want them to see my face in particular?
Sure, yeah.
Sure, absolutely. But there is, he's too good of an actor for me to believe that it's just that. I think there is a part of this that he really wants to give the audience their all. And I got to say, I thought he was right about this one. I didn't know how right he was. During the pandemic, him betting on himself with Top Gun and being like, no, we're not releasing this streaming. This movie, the audiences deserved it. People have suffered enough. They want their movies back. I'm waiting. And how big is that movie?
Yeah, that was a big deal.
And what did that do for them? He was right on that one. And yeah. I am a sucker for these movies. I love these movies.
Yeah, I'm not.
Karate Kid Legends with Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan coming out May 30th.
Very okay, cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
Ralph Macchio sighting, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm here for, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going to happen very often, so I want to note it when it does. Every one of us 80s, 90s kids, when I said the Karate Kid Legends, we all did the same thing. First, we're like, and then I say Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan, like, everybody had the same reaction. Yep. I love that.
I am guilty of that as well. Yeah.
I did same thing here. Like, that's awesome. From the world of John Wick, Ballerina, Ana de Armas. And an appearance from Keanu Reeves shows up in this one, June 6th. Okay. So you get one last chance of seeing Keanu Reeves as John Wick.
Okay.
Yep.
I, sucker for those movies. The trailer for this one looks really good. Anna's a great actress, too.
I'm more excited about what Keanu's doing next. He and Alex Winters are going to be, I think, on Broadway. They're doing like a stage play.
Yeah.
I can't remember the title of it. I'm stoked.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Has Keanu done a lot? He hasn't done a lot of stage work.
He doesn't do a lot of stage work, but Alex Winters has.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like both of them. I'm excited about that, too.
Bill and Ted.
We have to move a little bit fast just for segment-wise. 28 years later, June 20th, obviously the third in those 28 days later
franchise movies. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Director James Gunn's revamping of the Superman franchise, July 11th.
Okay.
A lot of expectations on this one, a lot riding on this one, not just with the, obviously, the Superman thing, but this is the big one for James Gunn and his team. This is their first
unveil the new
and
rolling out. Yeah,
I have never been a big Superman guy. I thought Henry Cavill did an amazing job. I love Christopher Reeve as Superman. We were just talking about Superman movies. Yep. But I could live with or without them or anything. I don't watch every Superman thing. Like I am, I'll admit about Batman. I watch everything Batman.
Sure.
I saw the trailer for this. And it darn near gave me goosebumps.
Oh, wow. Good.
It was really, really good. And it was great to see, as well, as a big fan of James Gunn. Oh, he's not changing anything. He's going to be him. He's got a new title. He's got a lot more power, all this.
But nope, he's still James Gunn about it.
Still the same guy.
Still
casting the way he always has.
With the dog. I mean, with
I was
Astro.
Shocked by that.
But he can do it.
He does. He does this.
He made everyone believe a raccoon could be the coolest character in the universe, man.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, yeah.
Cosmo and Howard the I mean, come on.
Darn near any other name attached to this. And that's so good. I would be on the fence. Mm-hmm. But him,
I think he could pull it off.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. But there's also just as much at stake with the Fantastic Four for Steps. Pedro Pascal, Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things are all in this. There is a rumor that Robert Downey Jr. will show up as Dr. Doom. Galacticus is the enemy.
Wow, they just jump right in.
Yep. Yep.
We need Galactus. I can't finally an accurate depiction of Galactus is something I've wanted for so long.
They got a great actor playing him too. I can't think of his name, but this is going to be set in the 70s, so it's right. Kind of like
going back.
July 25th. This franchise has never worked. They've tried, and it hasn't worked no matter what they've done.
Yep.
I got to say, this cast looks really good.
Yep.
It looks like they got it right. And oddly enough, by going back,
yep.
For some reason, that really fits, you know?
I love that, yeah.
I'm excited for this one. And for what it's worth, Pedro Pascal has such a good resume. Yeah,
tremendous actor.
He seems to be really pick smart films, smart scripts.
Great dude.
The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson, August 1st.
Yes, please.
What?
Yep. I don't think a lot of people know about this one, but they are revamping the Naked Gun franchise, and Liam Neeson is going to be playing the title role that was made famous, of
Liam
course,
Neeson,
by...
Liam Neeson, Leslie Nielsen.
I genuinely don't hate this, and I want to.
It was a surprise when Leslie Nielsen, like James has mentioned, decided to do that in the comedy side, because he was strictly... I mean, after even an Airplane, he plays it completely straight.
Yeah.
You know, and it's funny. But before that, he was a serious actor, right?
Yep, a stage actor,
and it worked. Mm-hmm. It worked. Maybe it'll work. I don't know. We'll see.
I feel like it will. he's shown us that he has a dry sense of humor and that he can play the straight man well. So I think it would work.
That's a good point, Laura. I think we've seen enough of, especially in cameos and things. Mm-hmm. I never saw the Ted movies, but I did watch a thing the other day about greatest cameos and appearances. Mm-hmm. And I think it was Ted 2 or something like that. He shows up, and the character Ted, obviously a teddy bear and stuff, for those that don't know, a talking human teddy bear. I don't know the whole storyline.
You didn't watch him.
It's voiced by Seth MacFarlane.
Right. Yes.
But it's Ted working at a register. And Liam Neeson comes up with Lucky Charms, and he's dead serious. Mm-hmm. It says these are just for kids. Now you're telling me that I can have these. and he's like, and Ted's like, yeah, man, yeah, sure. And then like the tag ending of the movie, spoiler alert, anybody who hasn't seen Ted 2 and wants to.
Right, 20-year-old movie, yeah.
Like Liam Neeson shows up at the end all beat up and everything and just like throws the box down. He can do comedy. He can do comedy.
He's like a good actor. He can do it all. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm curious on that one.
Yeah.
But I will say, if that bombs... Man, that you can't be. I don't think you can bring those movies back anyway. But you darn sure can if it bombs.
No.
Yeah.
Tron, Ares, Jeff Bridges, Jared Leto, October 10th.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Still trying to ride that horse, huh?
The Running Man, starring Glenn Powell, November 7th. And I mentioned that in part because of Glenn Powell and the big 2024 that he had. Maybe not many people had a bigger year than Glenn Powell.
That's true. Can they? The campy goodness of the original Running Man. That's what makes it so fun.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so campy.
Yep.
They're going to mess it up. I'm just going to say it right now. They're going to mess it up. They're going to make it too serious.
I'm leaning towards your way. And yes, they definitely will do that. They'll miss the point of the whole thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unless Drew Carey is cast as the game show host, like they did with Richard Dotson.
Yeah.
I mean, I like that.
That's really good.
That would work better.
Really good. Yeah. You're sneaky good at casting.
And you know, Drew would be down, wouldn't he?
Oh, he totally.
Like,
I think
feel
he
it
would
in
be.
My bones. Yeah. Drew Carey would be
good.
Down.
Yeah.
And Avatar, Fire and Ash, December 19th. Zootopia Part 2, November
26th. Wow.
Some exciting ones there for kids and everything. Mm-hmm. And that's great. That Avatar series is fantastic.
It's really a great series. Is that a movie?
I have not seen. I think it's a live action movie.
I thought they were doing a live action series.
They do a live action series. I don't know. I think it did so well that they did the movie.
Cool.
And Anaconda, Paul Rudd, and Jack Black, December 25th. They're the promos for this are hilarious.
Yeah, it's meant to be funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just, it's a silly movie.
Again, the original was goofy.
It was accidentally.
But they had a great cast, and it was, you know, very tongue-in-cheek, and people had fun time. If they do the same thing, it'll be fine.
And Wicked for Good, essentially the sequel to the to Wicked, comes out November 21st.
Yeah.
I believe that they extended that. Like they had plans for it to come out a little bit sooner, but because of how well it did and everything, they're kind of stretching it out.
Put it back to where it was. Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's fun. And again, everybody, we'd love to know what you think, what movies you're looking forward to, especially if they weren't on the list here.
Yeah.
There's a couple that I'm looking forward to that I did not see on the list, so I'm interested. Hear what you guys think out there. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Aw, look at that, a robin. Oh, there's a bunny. Hey, is that a little fox running around? Ah, white-tailed buck and a gray squirrel. Wait a second, why are all the critters in the neighbor's yard? None of them are coming on our property. Oh, wait, there's a skunk. Oh, I get it, they smell that stinky skunk. Wait. The skunk has a sign. We are boycotting your yard. It reeks like raw sewage. Call Crockett Septic, 715-712-3456. Honey, you better bring me the phone. We need to call Crockett Septic.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky, nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your Wednesday is treating you good. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yes.
We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday in any moment now. Looking forward to that. We'll get into it. We're also going to get into a couple of things with Phil, too. We got to have some decisions made on the air here. We got to figure some things out together.
Big stuff.
Ooh. Did want to touch on this story, though. The America is no longer in her Joanne Fabrics era.
Oh, no.
Joanne has been struggling in a major way recently, and now they're throwing in the towel. Joanne described its second bankruptcy earlier this year, and they tried to find a buyer to keep some of the 800 locations open, but it didn't work out, so they've launched a nationwide going-out-of-business liquidation. It's unclear how long the remaining stores will be open. Joanne Fabrics started 82 years ago in 1943 in Cleveland Fabric Shop. It was the Cleveland Fabric Shop in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow.
The company expanded. It became Joanne Fabrics back in 1963. The company was started by three families of German immigrants.
Okay.
And Joanne name was created by a combination of the names of the daughters from two of the families, Joan and Jacqueline Ann.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's interesting.
It's noteworthy, and this happens all the time in business. You know, businesses come and go, and things evolve and everything. But I think there's a couple of strong notes from this. One, the amount of time this store was around, and the part of the immigrants, this being started by German immigrants.
A lot of stories of like that. Mm.
Those three German immigrants came to this country. Along with their families. And they started a business that lasted 82 years. Anybody want to take a guess how many American jobs that created?
800 stores.
800 stores, that's a lot of jobs.
That's a lot of jobs.
And how many of those jobs, how many of those paid taxes and put it into their communities, into their states, into this country, and made it better? Made it better, and we're a huge part of the economy. That is a story right there, and that is noteworthy.
Yep.
And it's I feel for all the fans of Joanne Fabrics and everything. Shock the audience here. I never was in the Joanne Fabrics audience.
Not much of making your own clothes, huh? Okay.
It's the betterment of society. Like, society doesn't need that.
Boy, if James could make his own clothes, I wonder what that would look like. Wow.
A lot of patchwork. A lot of stuff. some weird, like, street, like, hippie kind of thing or something.
Oh, I'm sure it would be
steampunk type
one of a kind.
I guarantee you this, whatever I would do, it would be out of fashion the moment I put it on. It would be out of date, like by 10 years.
And you're no longer cool.
We know who is cool. We have them join us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday, our cool friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Phil and the gang joining us right now. How you doing, man?
Hey, throw me on, make me some sweatpants and a sweatshirt.
Well, yeah. I was looking for a segue into making my own clothes and combining you guys. And at least I can make my own T-shirts.
Yes, Phil. That's right.
There you go. Yeah. Whatever you make, we could put something in a decal on it or something to make it a little either more or less cool, I guess. I don't know.
you guys do an amazing job with the customizing of things. Mm-hmm. And I do want to touch on that because I last week was able to don my awesome shirt from Phil and the mm-hmm. team over there at Wham Incorporated with my What the What on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I've now got my mother saying that. Just funny.
I was just reading the back of your shirt,
yeah,
son.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But Phil, how are things going with Wham Incorporated with Quality Plus Printing?
Oh, both doing well. Yeah, no, having a really busy week, so the orders have been really picking up again, which I anticipated coming in. But it's been going good. We get some orders in today from Wood County Health Department. We do a lot of work with them and brochures and magnets and stickers and stuff that they put out to remind people, you know, on certain dates they have coming up to people's health out. So we've been working with that. Wisconsin State Cranberries.
Ooh.
Order. We do a lot of work with the Cranberry Board here in Wisconsin, doing print materials for them too. So, yeah, staying busy, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Very good to hear. Very cool. Phil, what about as far as Wham Incorporated, what I was mentioning there with these, we don't want to say swear shirts, but say you're on national TV and you stub your toe. What are you going to say? What is your favorite kind of go-to word there? Things like that. Keep that in mind with our friends over at Wham Incorporated and, of course, Quality Plus Printing. They can have some fun with that. And we know that as we're getting closer to spring here, we got a lot of family reunions mm-hmm. and things like that, graduations, all those kind of things. It's never too early to plan for that stuff and to get ahead of it and to reach out to Quality Plus Printing for all your printing needs.
Yes.
Yeah. The cool part is that we can do hundreds of shirts, really, but it's fun to we get a lot of orders just for one to two or ten, like you're talking about with a family reunion, you know, where we can mm-hmm. personalize and shirts. We just had one of our favorite people over here, Colton Kissinger, going like on a hunting trip, and they put some shirts together for the guys. That were, you know, had a little inside joke in them, I'm sure.
I love it.
But we can do shirts like that, too, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It's hard to find unique clothing these days. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Good that Phil can provide that.
Nordic community yesterday. It's kind of a unique thing, but UWSP cheerleading team is traveling into a competition later in March, and they're going to an area that's probably a little warmer in here, so they needed towels, and we're doing towels with a big UWSP cheerleading logo on them.
Wow.
Very cool.
I didn't know you did towels, Phil.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm going to have to talk to you about that.
Monogram.
Well, because I was just going to say how soft the T-shirt was. I couldn't get over soft that T-shirt was. The material you guys are using is great. I imagine the towels are just as soft. Like, that's awesome. Yeah.
Awesome. And we made a, you know, it's kind of a personal thing, but we can also do blankets with pictures on them, you know. And,
Wow.
Wouldn't believe how soft they are. And my brother passed away right before Christmas. I mean, God bless you, Jim. But I was able to put together a blanket with pictures of his family before he passed away that I brought out to him, and you know, that he had with him, you know.
Very cool, Phil.
Very nice.
Like that. And it's beautiful. And Heather, of course, works with Wham a lot, doing a lot of the putting together of those things. And she just does a tremendous job putting together these blankets, which are amazing. Mm. And they look great.
That's really cool. Thank you for sharing that, for one,
yeah.
Phil. Feel for you and your family. And I think it's a beautiful thing that you guys did. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. It had to feel just extra good being able to create it yourself and work on it yourself at your own business and everything. That's mm-hmm. that's a really cool. That's a powerful story, man. Thank you for sharing that. And also giving me the idea for Christmas of what I'm getting Seth and Melissa.
Here we go.
Blankets of my face. Just a big
blanket. No.
With my old hair. With my old hair, just a big hair. Just half the blanket is just my hair. It's just
the men's faces of pain.
And when I hang that on my wall, James, you're going to really, really wonder about that decision.
When did Melissa get into darts? I didn't even know she played darts. I didn't even know. Phil, what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
Wicked Awesome Word. Elucidate. E-L-U-C-I-D-A-T-E. Elucidate, which means to try to make clear make people understand, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that word.
Oh, that's a good word.
Like, they tried to elucidate the trigonometry problem, but there was no way I was going to understand.
Nice.
Something like that.
Right.
And credit to you for doing some heavy lifting in this in the early morning here, man. Yeah, those are tricky words. Good on you.
Good job.
Those are good choices. That's a good one, Phil. Thank you for that. That's a good one. Man, Phil, we appreciate you. We want to remind everybody to get out all your printing needs with our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out here in Wisconsin Rapids at 3515 8th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to check out their Facebook page as well. It's a great way to keep up to date and all the cool things they are doing over there. Phil, we appreciate you. You have yourselves a great day. We'll talk next week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Thanks, guys. Take care.
You too.
You too, Phil.
Buy local, support those that support this community. You see Quality Plus Printing, WAM Incorporated, all over
you do.
Things, sponsoring things, being a part of things, putting back into this community. Let's have their back like they have ours.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you have questions about what they can do over there, just stop in and ask. They're happy to elucidate.
She's
nice.
Good. You're on today.
Nice.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll be back with more show.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. There's consternation over that blowout between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky in the Oval Office, and some experts don't think it is fixable. National Security Advisor Michael Waltz on Fox.
He has not gotten the memo that this is a new sheriff in town, this is a new president, and we are determined to take a new approach towards peace.
President Trump is set to address Congress on March 4th, but one man in Hollywood, Florida says he's not expecting substance.
I don't think policy will be talked about. I think personal opinion will be talked about more than policy, but I enjoy watching the show.
Pope Francis have read the papers and had some coffee as he recovers from a coughing scare yesterday during his two-week battle with double pneumonia. Doctors say his condition is still guarded, meaning he isn't out of danger, but this man at the hospital says,
we are one with the Pope in this situation. We come here to pray for him.
CBS News Brief. I'm Allison Keys.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
An update from the Combine. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, where the workouts and team interviews continue. I asked former Badger and Muskego, Wisconsin native Hunter Waller how hectic the week has been.
It's busy. It's definitely, you know, people that I've talked to, guys that have been here in the past and everything, and they tell you how busy it is and all the people that you meet and stuff, but you don't actually understand it until you're here. It's great. You know, you get to hang out. We got all the safeties in our group, so we get to hang out and talk to them all day.
Wohler, a safety at Wisconsin, ran a 4.57 in the 40-yard dash. Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants in Cactus League action, 9-2 out in Arizona. Basketball, the Bucks are in Dallas tonight against the Mavericks. Marquette is on the road against Georgetown. And number 11th-ranked Wisconsin faces number 8th-ranked Michigan State in East Lansing. Tip-off time for that one tomorrow afternoon at 12:30. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the low 20s. A breezy northwest wind for tonight, mostly clear, lows around 5. Sunshine and 35 for Sunday. Monday, partly sunny, 44. Chance of rain Tuesday, 46. Rain and snow Wednesday.
Currently, 17 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Tell me something good.
Good morning and welcome to The Kitchen's Open on WFHR for this Monday, February 24th. My worlds collided this last week. I was at a ministry leaders gathering and the topic of food came up, specifically desserts. Not just desserts, savory desserts. So that got me thinking, what makes a dessert savory?
Well, one definition of savory, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is, quote, having a spicy or salty quality without sweetness.
So it's oxymoronic to have a savory dessert.
Right.
But it's smart. It's a smart taste treat for your mouth. So I looked up some websites that share some savory desserts and their recipes. So, gentlemen, we're going off script.
All right.
Let's talk savory desserts.
Let's do it. All right.
So it's kind of a combination of salty or herby with desserts that we were used to. One of the ones that I found that looked interesting was basil cheesecake.
Yeah. No comment.
Well, you don't like cheesecake to begin with, sweetie.
I haven't had that since I was a kid. I don't know if it's the same thing or not, but my nana used to make something very similar to
that.
Really?
And it was so different. I still haven't had any cheesecake like that. Don't tell my mother that.
This says with a sweet and savory flavor profile and a hint of pepper.
Ooh.
Basil is a versatile herb that unusually well placed in a savory dessert. It fits in there.
Hey, Beth, I know what it means, but just for Seth's sake, when you said herby, what did you mean by that?
Herbs are things like sage, rosemary. They're plants that you can use in recipes so that they give it a little bit more flavor. Italians use a lot of herbs in their sauces and things like that. Yeah. Things like oregano. Marjoram is actually not the oleo, the butter thing that you're... Marjoram is a spice. So it's right. an herb that you can use to help flavor your food.
Exactly.
It's a term I haven't heard since my Nana, to be honest with you. But just between us, okay? And Melissa, you can't tell anybody this. I thought my Nana forever for like was saying Herbie. I thought this collection of spices.
It was not a love bug.
It wasn't. It turns out. When it comes to the difference of, oh, I'm just going to make a sweet treat. Oh, I'm just going to make something that is salty or something that trying to combine these. Like anything, it's balance, right? It seems like so. That's
absolutely.
The key part of this.
Well, and as you discussed last week on the morning show, I think it was on Friday with Laura, that there's actually a hormone that gets released when we eat, when we start to get
Why full. Do we want sweet stuff after we eat a meal, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. How do we still have room for dessert?
And this is how, is that there's this hormone that once you crave that sugary taste. Mm. And you can get that naturally in fruits and things like that, or you can get it by baking goods and using sugar cane or substitutes like that.
Mm-hmm. One interesting part of that, I think, is when, like for me, I love having breakfast for dinner. Mm-hmm. I love being able to do that.
Right.
And how you can do that and you still afterwards have room for like a sweet.
Right.
Like it's interesting. Like I don't know
even
how.
Even if you like pancakes or something that have sugar in them, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Right. And you could still like after all of that and be like, you know what? I want a piece of cake.
Yeah, right.
Like, why? What is wrong with me? Why do I have
my
diet
boys are the
of a
same
10-year-old?
Way. They just want the sweet.
Yeah. It's like, I think it may be saying more about me. I'm not sure.
Well, one of the things that we do for breakfast at dinner time in our house is something I learned from the Penn Dutch out in Pennsylvania, which is called baked oatmeal. Mm-hmm. And you can use almost anything to bake into it. So often I'll use either chocolate chips to make it a little bit sweeter for my boys because they like that treat, or I'll use blueberries, which gives it a little bit of antioxidants. But you could easily add basil and rosemary.
You could.
And make it a little bit more savory in how you eat it.
Which is really interesting. One of the, on the websites you gave us, Beth, there's one here that I thought was really fascinating because it's two things that I like. But I know what they taste like. So rosemary cookies. So I know what rosemary tastes like. I know what cookies taste like. And I cannot put those two together.
Yeah.
That's that's something I'd want to try just because I'm like, definitely. I have no idea what that would taste like.
Yeah.
I'd love to try that one.
Yeah.
Okay, rosemary cookies.
Rosemary cookies. I'll have to look up the recipe and we can do a taste test or something like that.
Anytime it's involving cookies, we will always do taste tests. I saw and these are some great websites you sent over. I appreciate that. There is one, kbcbakery.com, kbcbakery.com, a mozzarella ratatouille panini.
Ooh.
That sounded really good to me.
So that's almost like a savory cannoli?
Mm-hmm. Yes, like that's a perfect way to put it. Yes, savory cannoli. Yes,
that's why you pay me the big bucks.
Yes, absolutely. big part of it.
Pay you in cannoli. No.
That one, I literally like. I'm looking up the recipe for that one. I'm going to make that one. I'm going to make that one. Yeah.
Yes, that's
one
cool.
One that caught my eye on the Taste of Home website because they have an article that's 51 sweet and savory desserts. Was lime basil pie. And Seth is a huge fan of key lime pie. And
I am.
It looks like it would be very similar to a key lime pie, but adding that little bit of basil in there to give it the herby taste.
Yeah, that would be interesting because key limes are different. I don't know if people know from regular limes. There is a different flavor to them.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Yeah, just a little bit. And it's a quality, and I cannot pinpoint what it is for good key lime pie. It's almost like a feeling rather than a flavor. Mm-hmm. It's like a little sting that it has. And I'm curious how the basil would, I think, and this is just speculation, would actually enhance that part of it, which I think would be really interesting.
And the recipe is really easy. It's one package of reduced fat cream cheese, so that's 8 ounces, one can or 14 ounces of fat-free sweetened condensed milk, a tablespoon of grated lime zest, a half a cup of lime juice, two large egg yolks, not the whole egg, just the yolks.
Okay.
A quarter cup of minced fresh basil. That's the other thing. There's a difference between using the fresh
or the
and
dried.
The dried. One reduced fat graham cracker crust. That's about 9 inches. And sweetened whipped topping or cream French, which is optional
creme
if you're
fresh,
topping.
Yeah.
Creme fresh. Thank you. You preheat the oven to 325. In a large bowl, you beat that cream cheese until it's smooth. Do it nicely. Dopamine.
I beat the bag, I whipped the eggs, choke the toast.
It does not owe you money.
No.
It does not.
Gradually beat in the milk, add the lime zest, juice, and egg yolks. Beat until everything is blended, and then you stir in the basil.
Ah,
you don't beat it in because you'll tear it apart, and then you lose that crunch to it. And then you pour it into the crust. You bake it for about 15 to 18 minutes until the center is set.
Mm.
You cool it for at least an hour on a wire rack, and then you refrigerate for at least 2 hours. So this is one, it is delayed gratification. You have to be patient for at least 2 hours before serving, and then if you desire, you add that whipped cream on top.
I thought you were going to say, cool it on the windowsill, you know. the old trope of, you know, the pie on the window.
Yep.
Yeah. I love it.
And there's actually a savory dessert out there that we don't often associate as being a savory dessert, and it's chocolate covered pretzels.
Oh,
yes,
love them.
If they're, you know, just dipped, or if it's completely covered, you've got that sweet salty combination, which makes it a savory dessert.
It's something you don't even think about because they're so prevalent. You know, the chocolate covered pretzels are everywhere. Basically,
I never would have thought of that, but I love those.
Yeah.
Are the easiest things in the world to make because all you have to do is find melting chocolate. So you can find chocolate wafers in the baking section of your grocery store. And they give you directions right on the package how to melt those properly. And then you just take your pretzels and dip them and then let them set.
Don't try to make them with Hershey bars in the microwave. Just trust me on this one, everybody. Trust me.
Sounds like from real life.
They temper the chocolate in different ways to be able to use in different ways. If it's a chocolate bar, it's already been tempered, and it's designed to be what it is.
There you go.
So I learned.
James learned so much from experience, you know.
One last note before we wrap up here. I did want to mention as well that some of these websites are also showing some really cool recipes, some very unique things, but also things like tuna salad sandwich and some traditional stuff that maybe you've had for your whole life.
And put you a little bit about
on that, put a little bit of something extra on there, maybe changes it up a little.
Here's one that I went, and we won't go into details. I'll have you look it up. It's on the Taste of Home website. Chocolate covered cheese with black sea salt.
Wow, I can see that. I can totally see chocolate and cheese.
Sea salt has made a huge, rise. You see it in a lot of stuff nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we wrap up, I got one more for James here specifically. James, I'm going to read some words, and I think you're going to enjoy. Mm. Maple. Mm. Bacon. Mm. Cupcakes.
Mm.
And the picture, it looks absolutely delicious.
Yes. Oh my God, those look good.
God. Oh, there we go.
Gotta try that.
Yeah.
If you're interested, that's on the Fine Dining Lovers by Spellegrino.
Mm-hmm.
Website.
Yes. Oh, man.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Really good
maple
stuff.
Bacon.
It's all great. So, you know, explore. See what a savory dessert is for you and what you like. We'd savor the opportunity to have your business as a sponsor for this segment, where you will be highlighted and have the opportunity to be interviewed and have us present this segment live from your business.
If you're interested in more information about this sweet or savory deal, just give us a call at 715-424-1300 and speak with Pam. She'll put you in touch with Ashley to work out all the details.
That number again is 715-424-1300.
And with that, we'll close the kitchen.
Wow. Now I'm really hungry.
I'm starving.
Really hungry.
I did not realize until this segment. Like most weeks, get hungry with us every Monday in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We appreciate the great work, Beth, as always. Nice job.
Thank you.
Melissa, Seth, and I will be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Aw, look at that, a robin. Oh, there's a bunny. Hey, is that a little fox running around? Ah, white-tailed buck and a gray squirrel. Wait a second, why are all the critters in the neighbor's yard? None of them are coming on our property. Oh, wait, there's a skunk. Oh, I get it, they smell that stinky skunk. Wait. The skunk has a sign. We are boycotting your yard. It reeks like raw sewage. Call Crockett Septic. 715-712-3456. Honey, you better bring me the phone. We need to call Crockett Septic.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're going to get into a fun topic here. You may be, doing great in the game of life. You know, you're doing good. Things are going well, all right? As my papa would remind you, if you are hearing me, then yes, you're doing very well in the game of life. You're still in the game. Right. Like, that's all that matters.
I don't know. I crashed my pink car and the three blue kids popped out, so I don't know what's happening.
That's hilarious. Great reference.
Nice.
Great reference.
Very good.
So, while many of us are still hoping to get some extra lives, I've been doing the Contra code over and over again. It's not worked up.
You're not using the right controller.
Although if you looked at my life, you would think I had nine lives. You would definitely think that. So what level, though, if you're playing a video, if life is a video game and you're looking at it that way, what level are you playing on and what level would you like to play on? And for those that don't play video games or anything, very self-explanation. You start up a video game, and oftentimes one of the first things it asks you is, do you want to play on easy, hard, moderate,
whatever.
This is real popular with sports games, but it's, all video games have this.
So pretty much.
Even if you don't play video games, we encourage you to play along with the conversation and the fun on this one. Someone asked the internet, if life was a video game, what difficulty are you playing on? And the most popular choice was medium at 32%.
There you go. That totally makes sense.
24% said easy, 22% said hard, and 5% said nightmare, which is, of course, the worst level.
Right.
And another 13% said even worse than that.
Whoa. Okay.
On the flip side, 4% admitted that they were on tutorial. They were still being told how to do anything in the game, which is pretty much me playing almost any modern video game.
Oh, my God.
I tried Minecraft once, man. I didn't know what that was doing. and we're talking about one of the simpler games that's out there.
I'm telling you, man.
I still couldn't figure out how to dig. Like,
I will maintain that video games have a, especially if you grew up with a certain type or a certain console or something like that, you got to stop at some point. You got to freeze everything there and before, and that's it. That's where I am. Anything after the PS1, forget it.
Right.
You know, I'm done. Unless there's a couple of computer, games on your computer, like some of the Lego games, the easy ones. Then I'm with you. But other than that, forget it.
I have this conversation with my brother often, and he assures me that all game mechanics are similar. And once you learn once you learn those mechanics, they transfer to other games. I push back on this often, but he maintains this, and he encourages me to try new games. And I'm like, buddy, I appreciate that you have this strength and this knowledge and this superpower, because I don't. No. I play Valheim, and I never leave the meadow.
The safest way to do it.
Occasionally, I will, foray into the Black Forest to pick blueberries. But as soon as I see a troll, I run away.
See,
I love that.
You're even on online gaming. Forget, I'm not even close. Nowhere. Never. Ever. Ever. Ever.
I do think your brother has a bit of a point.
I think that's true.
He's saying there.
Certain amount of truth there.
I can relate to what Melissa's saying, though, much more. I am not proud to admit this. There are two things I can't stand. Wasting food, wasting money. Hate to do them. I feel like I've done that. If I could just be honest with everybody. I bought a PS5. It feels like 7-8 months ago. I've played that thing like maybe a half an hour. maybe a half an hour.
Oh, no. How much time do you have to do that?
I got no time. I don't know what I was thinking. But it's to a little bit of what Seth was saying, though, before, I was a big gamer, and I played games a lot for a long time. It was one of the first things. I didn't have any friends when I first moved out here, and my Nana and Papa got me a Nintendo, and I've been playing them ever since. I love video games. I just don't have the time. I've got an NCAA football game in a recruiting class that I need to get to, and I haven't gotten to it in 6 months. I'm pretty sure I lost those recruits.
You probably are. I'll be cold in that one.
I love your take on that too, Seth, though, where like it's there's a certain type of video game I prefer to play. Like those old Nintendo games, Paperboy. Just the platform games.
Yeah.
Mario,
right? Yeah.
Those are the classic fun games. Crash Bandicoot, Spot Goes to Hollywood. Those are awesome. Even go back to the old DOS games, Commander Keen.
Ooh, oh, nice. That's a good one.
Nice.
Love the old adventure games, the old computer ones. Yeah.
There was one that was based on a cartoon that I used to play a lot, too. It was Dragon's Lair.
That was actually an arcade game.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We had that on our Nintendo. That was fun. Mm-hmm.
Now, that one was one where we went to the gold mine any time we could, and it was always a fight over who was going to be which turtle and everything. But that was a fun one to play with your friends. You got four people.
Because you had four people playing together, right? Which was even cooler. But yeah.
Which has evolved into online gaming and doing that with thousands of...
Because now you can play with people you don't even know.
Yeah.
Right. Nope, I'm not doing that. People are mean. Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
I derailed our conversation.
No, okay.
If I had to pick a difficulty level that I would choose to play life in, it would be easy. Why? I wouldn't want life to be harder than it is. It's hard enough.
I agree with you. I hear what you're saying. I would probably be like everybody on this one and take medium. I just am a big believer in I want a life that we were talking about what a perfect day is. And one of those things was for a lot of us at the end of the day that I accomplish something, that I do something, you know, good. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be huge, just something like that. On easy level, I don't know if I'm accomplishing that. I don't know. I don't. Maybe I would be. Maybe. But I like the idea of medium because I've had a nightmare life already. I'm good. I don't need any more. I don't need any more personal growth. Okay. I'm all right.
I got two answers. All right. I've got one. I think each day you choose. You can choose. That's the whole thing,
that
right? You choose
awesome.
What you're feeling like at the time. So today, I want an easy day. Challenge me today, that kind of thing. But after having said all that, demo mode. that's me. How's this day gonna go? Let me watch here for a little bit. Oh, I'm just gonna keep it on demo mode all day. Yeah, I'm gonna go back to bed.
And for me, if you were actually equating this to video games, at medium, your chances of dying are much higher.
That's true.
You know.
Yeah,
I dying isn't really in my daily agenda, at least not right now.
Really leaning towards easy. I'm starting to lean more.
Maybe
more
easy is better.
Easy. Yeah,
and it depends on what game it is too. I mean, you know, which game do you consider your life? Right?
Are we talking about like Bubble Pop? Like
we're talking Candy
Tetris?
Crush.
Man, if your day is like if your life is like Doom, I hope you know the code to God mode. Yeah, that's all I'm saying, right?
Yes. Wolfstein.
Yeah.
That's another thing. That's another part of the layer to this too. Because I want to
use cheat codes.
Exactly. Exactly. I can't.
Left, right, up, down, up, down.
In sports, sports, education, anything we're talking about, I could not be more against any type of cheating or any version of it. I find it just, it pulls down the whole thing, whatever we're talking about. Video games, whole different story.
Use all the cheat codes.
All my moral codes. I didn't play Doom without God mode.
I can't handle it otherwise.
The only reason I don't use cheat codes on Valheim is because I'm scared because it's online and I don't want to, infect my computer with anything.
But, true.
This is why I stay in the meadow.
Stay in the meadow.
As
nice
much
shiny meadow.
All the things in life I talk about and I've mentioned in this segment and previous segments, it just goes out the window with video games. In part because I've never had a lot of time to play these. And when I do, it's my release. It's my break.
Right.
I'm not looking to be challenged necessarily. I want to enjoy the game. That's part of the reason why I play I play a football game that I mastered ages ago.
Right.
I just like the recruiting part. I like all this stuff and everything. Yeah. I've got enough challenges in life. I want my video games to be a release, to be
there
a break.
There you go.
So I guess I do have my, I would be choosing easy.
Even there if, you go. Go with easy mode.
I'm putting on a front saying I'd take medium. The more and more I'm talking about this, I think we all know I'm choosing easy.
Oh, but now, sometimes when you choose, the challenging for whatever it is, the rewards are better if you do it in harder mode. So maybe we should consider that too. Oh, this conversation's gone long enough, so we don't need to keep going.
You want that cool new hat for your character? You got to do it.
You got to do it in hard mode or medium or hard. Yeah, there you go.
This is fun. This is good. We will take a timeout and see if we can learn some cheat codes for life in our timeout and our break. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show with Melissa, Seth, and James here at WFHR.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. That incident at the Oval Office between President Trump and Ukraine President Zelensky is causing worries around the globe over whether the two nations can work it out and find a way to end Russia's three-year assault on Ukraine. CBS's Willie James Inman in West Palm Beach.
U.S. assistance to Ukraine could now be in jeopardy following this contentious meeting. President Trump has the authority to give nearly $4 billion in military assistance to Ukraine without congressional approval.
Leon Panetta, the former Secretary of Defense who served several Democratic administrations, is concerned.
I don't think there's any question that this is going to weaken the United States' credibility when it comes to dealing with alliances in the world.
Federal workers and several agencies got new emails this morning warning them to write a document listing five things they accomplished this week as President Trump continues his purge of the federal government. This worker,